Hello everyone, welcome back, or welcome if you are new here. On this podcast, I am discussing spiritual law, otherwise known as the law of assumption and the teaching of Neville Goddard, because he was, in my eyes, the best teacher of this law. So, let's discuss the state of fear and where it comes from, because I see many people falling into a state of fear and because of it getting some pretty negative results in their lives. So when we fear something, when we start fearing something all of a sudden, or we have been in fear for a while, either way, it's a state. And that state is created in imagination. The main mistakes that people make that I've noticed in this community, especially people who may be new to this law still, it's that they think of the word imagination only when they do it on purpose. The same as manifestation. They think that they manifest only when they decide, I'm going to manifest X, Y, and Z. And they think that they are imagining only when they say, I'm going to close my eyes and imagine a scene that implies that I have my desires. But that's not how it is. That's not the truth of how it is, right? Because you manifest all the time, 24/7. And you imagine all the time, 24/7. You don't imagine only when you say, I'm going to close my eyes and imagine a specific scene. So when you are in a state of fear, it is because you are imagining a worst case scenario, somewhere, somehow, right? You are imagining a worst case scenario about whatever it is. Therefore, you embody a state of fear, or you occupy a state of fear. But you have to understand that there's only one person that lives in your mind, and that person is you. So when you say, or when you write to me saying, I fear something, or I am in a state of fear, you are saying, I am in a state of fear, right? I am. And everything that you say out loud or in your mind after I am, you identify with. So you are saying, I am afraid. I am in a state of fear. You are identifying yourself with that state of fear because you are imagining the worst case scenario about something. And sure enough, if you are imagining without any doubt, without any stumbling block between you and your imagination, right? Without being double-minded, which you're not when you are, for some reason, imagining something negative, you are going to quickly, very quickly, manifest the negative results of being in such a state. Here is a very interesting quote from Neville about imagination and what it is and what it does. However much you seem to be living in a material world, you are actually living in a world of imagination. The outer physical events of life are the fruit of forgotten states of consciousness. They are the ends running true of oft-times forgotten imaginative origins. Whenever you become comfortably absorbed in an emotional state, you are at that moment assuming the feeling of the state fulfilled. If persisted in, whatsoever you are intensely emotional about, you will experience in your world. So, this quote has a lot in it, right? So let's dissect it a little bit. However much you seem to be living in a material world, you are actually living in a world of imagination. When people think that they have to imagine in order to manifest whatever they want. They should start, or you should start if it's you, thinking about this differently. It is whatever you've been imagining so far that has created your outer world, your material world. Whatever you've been imagining so far is what you have been manifesting. You see, a very, very common theme among the people in this community are people manifesting a specific person. Most people manifesting a specific person don't realize that what they imagine most is being single, being without their specific person, missing them, wanting them, anything but imagining that they are already in a relationship or that they are already married. And this is why they are where they are now. Even when people come to me and say, I've been imagining, I made the decision, I am in the state, so why is my person not here yet? Well, what are you imagining now for you to tell me or ask me where is your SP already? If you have enough time looking out there thinking why are they not here yet, you can't tell me or anyone that you are fully living in the end of your wish fulfilled. You could say that you are maybe a lot, but you're still somehow, somewhere double-minded. Because if you were not, you wouldn't be speaking to me. You wouldn't be exposing the fact that right now, even though you're doing all those good things, even though you've been a good girl and a good boy, your SP is still not here. So somewhere, somehow, even though you may be doing your techniques pretty well, you are imagining, and that without any double-mindedness, right? You are somewhere, somehow, still imagining that you are alone, that you are single, and that your person isn't here. And I'm using the specific person example because this is what most people out there are looking for. But you could replace it with whatever it is that you want. Health, wealth, a specific house, a specific career, a specific job, whatever. Really, whatever your desire is. If you are saying that you still don't have it now, it is because somewhere, somehow, you're still imagining that you don't. Here Neville is very clear in his quote. The outer physical events of life are the fruit of forgotten states of consciousness, right? So you may have forgotten what you were imagining the past hours, the past days, the past weeks and months. But if you go back into what you've been imagining, meaning what's been going on in your mind, you'll see that it created the states of consciousness that you are in right now. When you go back, when you reverse engineer, you will find that the origin of whatever you're going through right now was formatted, was created in your imagination, as Neville says here. They are the ends running true of oft-times forgotten imaginative origins. And then he goes on to say, whenever you become completely absorbed in an emotional state, you are at that moment assuming the feeling of the state fulfilled. So beware, beware of what you are completely absorbed with, right? In what state are you completely absorbed? In what emotional state are you completely absorbed? Because this is what is going to manifest. As Neville says here, you are at that moment assuming the feeling of the state fulfilled. But that goes for all states, good and bad and even neutral. So if you are being completely absorbed by a negative emotional state, well, at that moment, you are assuming the feeling of the state fulfilled, except that in this case, it's going to be a negative one. I've heard of several clients, new clients lately, who have fallen into an emotional state of fear that had to do with money, and sure enough, they lost a lot of money, right? Their wish was fulfilled. They were in the feeling of the state of the wish fulfilled, but in this case, a negative one. And this is what happens to many of you. So when you're saying, why is it not working for me? That's an oxymoron, really. It's always working for you, for me, and for everyone else. It's not that it's not working, but it can only work according to the state that you are in, according to your imagination. So rather than saying, why is it not working for me, go back, reverse engineer what you've been doing, and observe and find out what you've been imagining. In what state have you fallen? But saying that it's not working, it's really not the truth here. And then Neville ends his quote by saying, if persisted in whatsoever you are intensely emotional about, you will experience in your world. As I said in my last video, we know that when Neville said emotionally involved, when he talked about emotions, he didn't talk about being happy or sad. Those are general emotions that will come and go as you live, as you go in life, right? He was talking about the emotional feeling of a specific state. So for example, if you are in a state of fear of losing money, that's an emotional state. That's a state of being emotionally fearful about losing money. That has nothing to do with being happy or sad. It's an emotional feeling. I'm going to lose that money, and I fear that I will, and I fear that I am. It's an emotional feeling. So if you persist in that intensely emotional feeling, well, that feeling will and has no choice anywhere but materialize in your world. And the reason why it's so easy to manifest negative things, it's because usually we don't put ourselves in the middle, right? We don't get in our own way when we are in that intensely fearful state, emotionally fearful state. We don't get in our own way by cutting that off and imagine something else instead. This is why it manifests so quickly and so easily. Again, it's not that negative things manifest quicker or easier. It's because when you are in fear, because of the society we were brought up in, we were always, since day one, more convinced about negative things, bad things, fearful things, than anything good. That's how we were programmed as human beings, just by being born in this world. And this is why we embody states of fears and lack and all that stuff way more easier and without any resistance whatsoever. And this is why they tend to manifest very quickly and very easily. But not because they manifest quicker and easier than a positive wanted state. So if you are in the state of fear, remember that you are the cause. Only you are the cause. And there is only one person living in your mind, and that person is you. So you, as the cause, need to stop yourself by remembering who you are. Remembering that that fear was as easily created as the state of being calm and wealthy and abundant can be created. It's the same thing. It is just that you give more attention and you believe more in the negative. But this is only because of the way you were programmed. But if you refuse to believe that you have to act and react according to your programming like a computer or a robot, and understand that you are the cause and you are the one who can say, stop, I don't agree with this anymore. I'm changing the way I am now because I can decide and I am the cause. And only I can change things. If you do this every day, it's not going to be easy right off the bat. But as you remind yourself every day, every day, every day a little more and a little more, eventually you are going to change the way you think and the way you imagine. And that so-called state of fear that feels so strong will get weaker and weaker as you are getting stronger and stronger every passing day. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the beautiful messages that you are sending me saying how much this podcast helped you. This really encourages me to continue doing this work. So thank you so much. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.